Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Right now, though, we got to talk some football, some soccer on the WadeFord.com hotline with our buddy Jason Longshore, analyst for United. Before we get into their match coming up this week, Jason, we talked about some attendance issues last week. How did things play out over the weekend? Were the matches better? Were more people involved?
Yeah, it's been ramping up here in Atlanta. And I kind of wondered, when the schedule was announced for Club World Cup and the games that Atlanta got in the group stage, you had two midweek 3 p.m. kickoffs and a Sunday night 9 p.m. kickoff. Didn't get the luck of the draw in the prime kick times. I worried the most initially about the Sunday night game. I thought that might be the one that would struggle the most, but full credit to Manchester City fans for turning up. There was a lot of sky blue in the building last night as they romped over Al Ain 6-0. Over 40,000 in the building, really good crowd. And I think when we talk Club World Cup and we talk attendance, you get into this kind of catch 22 at times with soccer in this country when we talk about what venues you're playing in and what attendances are looking like. I think people are talking about empty seats with some of the games at Club World Cup because you're playing in some of the biggest venues you possibly can. When you look at the average attendance and you look at the average attendance of the Premier League and Serie A and La Liga, for example, you're right in the middle of that. You're drawing better than, I think, all but two of the major European leagues with Club World Cup. And this is without really many home games. You have Miami playing a couple of games at Hard Rock Stadium, which isn't their usual home, but in their home, you know, venue, in their home market. And you have Seattle doing that. And that's been it. So I think the tournament's been a blast to watch. I think the people who have really gotten into it have enjoyed it. It is the first time for something like this. And it's been interesting to see which clubs have been a draw, which countries' clubs have been a draw, and kind of the vibe from some of the fan bases. Some have been absolutely amazing. And right now it's Miami and Palmeiras down in Miami. And if things go the way that we think they'll go tonight in the matches, Miami will be making a return trip to Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Sunday to play PSG.
So, yeah, I was just about to ask. It looks like Saturday's matchup, Atlanta United, is not going to happen versus Inter Miami because of this. Yeah. Is that the deal?
That's what it's looking like. Things would have to get really weird tonight, and the games have just kicked off in Group A. Miami would have to fall out of the first or second spot. They have the tiebreaker over one of the teams that could catch them on points in Porto, because head-to-head is the first tiebreaker. So Al Ahly, the Egyptian club, would have to win, and things would have to get pretty crazy for Miami, and a loss against Palmeiras in terms of goal differential as well. So it should be Miami moving on in the Club World Cup, which means Atlanta United's match in Fort Lauderdale on Saturday would get rescheduled.
Why does that take priority over MLS for those like myself who are uninitiated?
Yeah, I think it's a soccer thing that you have to understand. I don't think we really have a comparison point in our other sports where you're playing in international competitions along with your domestic competition, and you have to prioritize the international competitions. It's just the nature of it, and then you don't have two teams to play. So Atlanta and Miami will get rescheduled down the line, probably a midweek trip down to Fort Lauderdale, and Miami will go on trying to advance in this tournament and waving the flag for MLS, which is actually a really big deal. I think the performances of the MLS team, Seattle fought well in a really difficult group against Atleti and against PSG, the defending European champions. LAFC was a little bit of a disappointment in their games, but Miami got a win against a European team. They should advance. And that's going to raise the profile of this league for players who are considering coming here, along with what these players are seeing in terms of the venues. And I think every team that has played at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, for example, the coaches or the players or both have raved about the venue and just been in awe of the stadium. That stuff comes into play. You know, we talk about it in terms of recruiting in college, right? In terms of the infrastructure and investing in what your program has, you're turning some heads with the performances on the field, but also players getting exposed to the U.S. soccer culture in these stadiums.
Speaking of expectations, what if we said out of 100%, now that we're a couple of years in, has the Messi experiment achieved its intended goal?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good question. I think it has definitely been a success. There depended on who you talked to when he was signed. I think if you were talking to me and people in the soccer community, there wasn't this idea of him saving anything. You know, MLS has been a steady growing league really since, I mean, you're going to 2005 or so, which was 9 years into its run, where, okay, it stabilized and it started to very slowly at times, and that's frustrated people from time to time, but very slowly start to grow and build and become more sustainable to the point that now it's just a major professional league in this country. You know, forget the sport. It's just a major professional league. I think Messi was seen as somebody who could be an accelerator to that growth. I think he has. I think it's been good. What I would like to see before his playing days are done, and I think this tournament is a factor in this. I think when you look at what the Brazilian clubs have done, for example, you look at what Al Hilal has done from Saudi Arabia, they've invested and they've spent money. And they spent money on bringing really attacking talent. You know, goals change things in these matches. And those countries have invested more than MLS has in terms of its overall roster. I think you really need to take the full opportunity that you've had with Lionel Messi in this country and being in every commercial known to man, it seems like, lately. Okay. Now's the time. The league's established. It's not going anywhere. You've got the potential to add a couple more expansion teams if you want. Now it's time to allow teams to spend more money. I think a salary cap is good. I think some of the protections in terms of spending is good, but it's time to loosen it up a little bit so teams like Atlanta United, for example, can spend more, bring in more talent, and compete a little bit better on the world stage.
Talking all things Atlanta United and international soccer with our good buddy Jason Longshore. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at Longshoe. All right, what is the level of fitness and depth of the roster as United looks to head to Columbus?
The big negative that we learned today when we saw it last night with Jay Fortune in Trinidad and Tobago, an injury to him, we're not quite sure the exact nature of it. I think Ronnie Dyla mentioned a broken bone in his foot. It seems like it's going to be something a little bit different than that, but a very strong potential, as Doug Robertson of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported, that his season is over. And it's a real shame because Jay, one of the players who's come up through the academy, I felt like he had, especially in the last month before he went to national team duty, I think jumped a level. I think Gonzalo Pineda always rated him very highly, and he has been in a perfect situation now with Ronnie Dyla playing alongside Alexei Maranchuk and really suited the team and its needs. You're not going to have him anytime soon. That's a big loss. What this team looks like in terms of Wednesday in Columbus, outside of that and Derek Williams, who is out for another, I think, two to three weeks if we go by what the initial prognosis was, and we'll just have to see how he gets back on the field. You know, that's two players in your spine that are important. You know, Noah Cobb, Efrain Morales, Ronald Hernandez, all potential replacements for Williams. Tristan Muyamba is back training, but not, I don't think he's going to be 90 minutes fit. I don't think he's going to be anywhere close to 90 minutes fit. You're going to need more from potentially Will Riley, potentially Mateusz Klik in that midfield to replace what Fortune's given you. The harder one to replace is Williams, because Cobb, Hernandez, Morales, all less experienced than Derek Williams and less of an organizer in that back line than Williams.
We know Columbus is another strong team again this season with 31 points, just six out of first place. How does Atlanta United line up at this point of the season tactically?
I think you're going to play the way that we saw before the break. I think you're going to see the 3-5-2/5-3-2. It'll probably look more like a 5-3-2 in Columbus, because this is a team that dominates possession. I think that maybe simplifies things a little bit for Atlanta United going there on the road, where, you know, your obligation isn't to carry the game. Your obligation isn't to attack in reckless numbers. It's to defend and be intelligent in how you defend. You know Columbus is going to have plenty of the ball. You've got to get wide and be able to break on them, because Columbus has not been quite as strong as they've been in recent years, and they're dealing with a number of injuries and absences due to Gold Cup play. So it's a little bit of a challenge for Columbus right now. Atlanta's got to find a way to exploit them wide, and I think that really comes down to your wingbacks and Brooks Lennon and Pedro Amador, but also the right times when Miguel Almiron drifts wide and creates those overloads. That can be a key against a Columbus team that is going to get numbers forward and is going to have a lot of the ball, but is vulnerable when you turn them over.
Jason, appreciate the time. As always, we'll check back in next week. Hopefully we're talking about three for United. We shall see.
Fingers crossed. Thanks, Chris.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.